About the Eimer a little bit. Here's the Eimer. Hakrabas Eimer. So Chazal, Ermiyach is a tremendously chashav status to the Eimer. So if you look at the Medrash in the Eisvav, Amar Rabbi Avun, Rabbi Nachemi, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Abba, Hashem, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Yerchon, Hashem, Rabbi Lakish, the schus of Eimer is what gave us Eretz Yisrael. Now that pasuk is talking about the mitzvah Milo, and that's traditional mikra. And Chazal coming and saying, no, it doesn't mean Mila, it means Eimer. Right? So Chazal is seeing that the skus of Eretz Yisrael is more totally an Eimer than it is a bris Mila. So that's
they learn Eimer from that.
Now, how they see in the it says the word Tishmar and it says a pasuk which the Medrash brought before that the chukas katsir yishmar lanu, so darsh yishmar yishmar. Fine, but Medrash didn't say like necessary to tell me where it's like pasuk. Of course, I mean, it's something I'm like. Like, what else do you think you're talking about? Like, you know,
yeah, like shmir shmir.
That's which is the carbon site. So what's referring to Tzil Lechem Sarim? There is lacking tzaddikim. So Kaisa was nitzel b'mei gidon b'schus oimer. When Tzemcher was all al Yerushalayim, is because of b'schus oimer. Okay. Rabbanan Amr, it's in the first, second white line. Hisham Nalehem B'mei Yecheskel. I'm not sure exactly what event in Yemei Yecheskel it's referring to. Atah Kachachach Kitim Musardim, which is that was the lechem that he made over there, the, you know, the Zico bread. You know about Ezekiel bread? You can buy the story Ezekiel bread.
I heard that. I never, yeah.
Because the pasuk describes this horribly porous bread that he, so they decided to make it. So it's in the, it says on the packet, right? Ezekiel 4:19, you know, 4:9, 4:19, whatever it says. So this is the pasuk. So Chazal say it's referring to the Eimer. And the more it goes through that, there the Medrash goes through that.
The stone that has
Omar, about eight lines down. What? This is the famous one. Shishon lehem mei homin. Domer Rabbi Levi came to Rav Mordechai homin bo kenedav v'sus piyadoi. Omer doy mani shein rosh zebo el hargeni. V'avent tamidoi yotvin tamon kamay. The tamidim were there. Omer lehem imdu birchu shema tikobu b'gachalti. As he's killing me, he might damage you also. You get burnt. We're not going to leave you. So the Tamidim are sitting. He's davening. Gitzer, Haman comes in. It was the 60th of Nisan. They're learning the Psalm from Soseinu. Look about the carbon armor. But then Umra, b'may hava, did the hava, the ksav, Umra, the sarin. It's made out of barley. Umra, mechama havas, timi didei, b'asar a kantarin, is the weight of it by 10 kantarin? I'm saying it's not the way the price of the price. Right, how much is it worth? Very expensive type of serum. I said, no. Talking about serum onen. Kumu, kumu. Then it's nitzchu aseres min choyin. Aseres alofim can throw the kasp. Okay. Then it says the story over there. She closed all of the bathhouses. You know, the famous part of the story, etc. And the magic continues. All these wonderful stories, etc. Okay, that's the end of the measure.
Drop the chavrusha shot.
Well, you know. So we have the measure says that Sutharim are the Getter to Tisrael. We get the measure says that it's Maim Shalom and Ishna Ishtoi. We get that it's that was what was Amad Lehem Bimei Gidon. Bimei Chizkio, Bimei Yecheskel, Bimei Haman. So armor sounds pretty, pronouncing important. The armor sounds pretty important. Okay. Next up, I want to show him the psukim for a second. Just it's burning in the korban a little bit. Okay. So. So in Kapitel Chav Gimel Pasuk Yud, the real Bnei Yisrael be Martel Lehem Kisoyel Haoros Hashanin Hasein Lochem Uksatem Es Ksirah Veveisem Es Armer Reshis Ksirchem Al Kovein. So when you do your harvest, so you should bring the armor of the Reshis Ksirchem Al Kovein. The armor is a measure. Asir Sayevehi. That's how much it is. So you need armor with Hashem to turn Chem and Mochel Shabbos to defend Al Kovein. So your main if the armor, but he says him, be a manichem so armor, kevus tamim, your marker record. Okay. Pasuk Tezvav, when Satan Mechor Shabbos, you might be a armor at Tanufa, you count seven Shabbos. Okay. And then, so we have four mentions of the word armor here in these psukim. It's interesting that we're describing the current based on the amount of flour, right?
That's why we have
here. In Parshas Vayikra, the Torah describes it much more directly. So in Kapitel Beis, Pasuk Gedalin, in Takir Minchas Bikurim Hashem, Aviv Kolib Veish Geras Kamel Yategi Beis Minchas Bikurim. So if you're going to be marked of the Minchas Bikurim Hashem, such we Aviv. Rashi says Aviv. We make a Zeresheva Aviv. To tell me that it's made out of Sarim, Kolib Veish. It has to be because it's fresh. It has to be roasted this way to be able to grind it up well. Geras. It has to be ground up, but the caramel is still when it's still partially moist. So here the Torah is describing that what it's made out of, not explicitly the pasuk, at least based on Gzeirus Shavah, is describing what type of how coarse you make the flour. It's giving me the whole process of the korban, etc. And it calls it a michas bikurim. So that's a much more the appropriate name for the korban. Over here, it doesn't tell me what it's made out of. It doesn't tell me that it's a michas bikurim. All it tells me is that you're makir an armor.
And here it doesn't say the amount at all.
Here it doesn't say the amount. Over there it doesn't say the amount. Over here, and over, which I mean, like any of the menachas, all the menachas, it doesn't mention the amounts, right? So,
doesn't say the isara salt as well. That kind of stuff.
When it talks about a minchas nesachim, it says a shear. But menachas l'shanah minchas nesachim, the Torah doesn't say a shear, right? We learn out limudim. By the my mind blanking right now. The korban of the Kohen Gadol brings up the mincha every single day. The over here, right? It says the Sirso Eiffel. Sells Mikhal to me. But it says in context of soilless, right, etc. But over here it doesn't mention anything about it. Soilless doesn't mention that it's not, that it's not soilless, doesn't tell me that it's. It just tells me how much. which I think is a fascinating thing to describe the korban based on the size. Okay? Fine. We find the...
Actually, with Haman, the whole issue was the size.
What?
So it was a small size. The whole issue was that he asked him how big was it, how much it was worth.
Right. So the other place that we find a stress on the idea of an Omer is by the Mon. So if we look at the parsha of the Mon back in parsha B'Shalach, so that they told them according to the amount of people in your fine. Then he says on the Erev Shabbos, Shtei Orim Elohecha. Fine. So later on, the Pasuk Lamed Beis, if Yerusha says, "Other Rashi, Tzivah Hashem, Malay Armor Mimenu Lemishrasu Dorseichem, keep an armor for the future." And Moshe tells Aaron, "Take it. He sent it to Achaz. Sent Shem Malay Armor Mon, and put it in the Mishmeres." And they did it like they were told to do. However, it seems to be an overall, again, a significant stress on the measure of the Omer. Right? I mean, theoretically, fine. We ask him to himself, you can remember me, and below head, if I remember the history, that the red of Omer, they measured it with the Omer. They measured a seat, and it was actually an Omer. And, you know, in the Shabbos, they got two Omer, and you put away an Omer, and they put away an Omer, and, you know, like, they really did it, you know, and an Omer's really big. Like, you start getting this feeling that there's, there's more to the story. Mm-hmm. Okay. One of the Rishonim grapples with the fact that we make a bracha, right? We don't count the Omer. Right? We count La Omer, Ba Omer, Al Sirius Hayomim, La Omer, Al Sirius Hashuas, La Omer. So we say, you know what, we're not sure whether you hold Yomer Hashuas. We say, you know, the Omer. I mean, like, you know, obviously there's something significant about the Omer itself, which seems to be playing a role.
Right.
Another place where you seem to see a connection between the Mon and the Korban Omer is the Haftarah which we lay in the Pesach of Yeshua's Korban Pesach. Kleisel comes into Eretz Yisrael, and they mark up the Korban Pesach. So the Pesach describes that they did the Milah, Givas HaRei Lois, then they're in the Korban Pesach. Vayishpoh someone Mimacharos. Right, and Rashi says, because Macharos was Zionism, they are marked of the Omer. Now they're allowed to eat from two Asorot, so Mela the Mon stopped. But it's interesting thing to think to realize that the flow went from the Mon into the carbon armor. We had Mon, the carbon armor, and that's when everything stops. And the Torah describes that this is the end of the Mon is when you were marked of your carbon armor. So I think there's something significant in that as well. Okay. So, in conjunction with the fact that the Medrash has told us multiple times, like the armor is this most important thing in the world. So, let's think about this. Where do we start? Okay, let's start with Korban Pesach for a second. There's a fascinating thought from Reb Tzadok, and Reb Tzadok points out that Korban Pesach is bad. Some halachically, it's a unique korban. I mean, I shouldn't say this point, but there's Gemara Pesach. Gemara Pesach is if it's Nitma, the Basar and the Emurim, when you weren't Zorik Dam, you're not Zorik Dam. Even though the Ikar of the Korban is Zorik Dam, and the my sectarius Emurim is not Mahakib, and this Basar is not Mahakib, but if there's no Basar Emurim, you're not Zorik Dam. If it's Nitma or Nishbach, if it's Nitma, they were Yerzi, you know, Lakuns, whatever it is. let's say is nitva basar but not a mordim, or nitva a mordim but not the basar, yizark the dam. Because at least something of the process of the korban is left. Either they worm in his back, or the chilas people, the kahanim, the Israelim will be in the part of the korban. The one exception is the korban pesach. Korban pesach, if the boser is nitma, even though they worm kaim, you're not zarek to that. Mor says why? Because pesach lachila kaim. Pesach is a tanai ma'akev of a chila. It's the only korban which has this nit. But the pesach, even though it's not ma'akev, but you have it. That halacha that a person's chai of korus, if he's makir the korban pesach, he doesn't need it, he's not chai of korus. He's makir the korban pesach. Tzachil is not makir. But the side of the korban pesach is achil. So Tzara points out that this was an extraordinary moment in the history of Klal Yisrael, in the history of the world. There was no korban eaten until this day. All korbanos, say rishis, are korban arlis. Ben Noach is not allowed to bring a korban shlomo. So Adam, Noach, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, whoever else is being makir korbanos, whether chenoch did or not, I don't know, but it was always earless. So Moshe Rabbeinu glass guy says, okay, listen, everybody said we're going to bring a korban. He said, great, we're going to bring an earless. No, you're going to eat it. He's like, what? We're going to eat a korban? It's an extraordinary moment. Taking a step weiter, to think about it, so there's like, you know, the way Rambam's Cheshem is, there was three mitzvahs given in the Sefer Bereishis. You have Pervu, Mila, and Ginnanosha. The next mitzvah which is given to Klal Yisrael is Rosh Chodesh, which is given to Klal Yisrael already. But who did the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh? Was the best. The mitzvah was the Mekadosh HaChodesh. What's the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael does? Each member of Klal Yisrael did Karban Pesach. So the first mitzvah that they're told to do is to eat.
Sounds good.
Right? Very Jewish thought, right? So there's an Aruch HaKodesh based on a Zohar that he touches by the Gan Eden. So what was the first mitzvah given to mankind? This is also the eat. Vayisav Hashem Elokim al Adam leimor mikol eitz hagan al chol tochel. Meitz hadas tevurah lo yisochel mimenu. So the Zohar says that mikol eitz hagan al chol tochel, that was a pikuda
to eat.
Because then not to eat. So that was a pikuda not to eat. So the first thing that was given to mankind was a mitzvah to eat.
Interesting.
Other region falls the Madrega, the world of the Bnei Noach fall from that Madrega. Avraham Avinu starts the process again, and Klal Yisrael is given the Torah. Is going to be getting the Torah. The first mitzvah Klal Yisrael is given is to eat. So the Sasema says that when the Toyim said Azav Elokim Es Haaretz, that was their mistake. Well, they meant to say that to live in this world you cannot. The Baruch Hashem didn't feel that his presence could be a presence while we're living in this Gashmistic world. So he left. What is time? They saw the concept of living in this world as something which is the antithesis to the divine presence. The Kiddush of the Torah is that that's not true. You can live in this world, partake of the world, and still have divine presence there. So the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael is to eat.
So Adam Arishon said made a mistake.
So Adam Arishon
kicked out.
Right. Even if it's sitting in a bowl.
Adam Arishon was given this was this really was this really was what Adam Arishon was supposed to accomplish. Was to be able to exist in the world that we, you know, whatever world that he lived in, whatever level of physicality that it had, and still experience godliness. But when Adam Rishon was kicked out of Gan Eden, and eventually the Toyim, the Be'me'enosh, they started making a mistake. They could not see those things as compatible. Mm-hmm. So, but the Rishon is Badafka saying that this is okay. Now let's think about. Turn to the last page of this contrast over here, which is page in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. It's a little piece of. Okay, So there's halacha by Tzias HaPas. If you eat lechem pasim over kisnin, if you eat the shir sviya, so you have to bench. So what's shir sviya? So the Magen Rambam says gimel dal beim. Why gimel dal beim? Because the Gemara says in Erevin that if you're making if you're going to make a rubit techumen out of pas, not out of lifting, but out of pas, the shir is mazon shtei sudas. So it means you're basically making your meals of Shabbos in that spot. What is that? Machlokes Tanoim, whether it's mazon shtei sudas is 6 beim or 8 beim, which means one meal is either 3 beim or 4 beim. So if Chazal attaching up to the meal is 3 or 4 beim, so the Magen Rambam says once you eat 3 or 4 beim, you already get into this issue of the din of pasul b'kisna. Excuse me for a halachic discourse for a second. Whenever we're in the sugya with the Talmidim, the way I say it is like this. So let's clarify the point. People think, you know, that there's this magic thing you can turn mezonos into bread. It's a toast gomer. This is pas. This is bread. The first name of its title is pas. This is bread. Mezonos, bona fide mezonos, not possible bakistan, never turns into bread. Person eats spaghetti and he eats, you know, 500 pounds of spaghetti. He's very sick, but he doesn't have to bench. It's a dinner pas. Chazal came along and said there's certain types of pas. That pas is a chiddush. Pas is a chiddush. It's a unique type of. It becomes the mainstay of the meal. It becomes very significant. And therefore, it gets its own. It requires the tilsidayim. It requires its own special bracha. It requires the bens. That's only if you're using the bread as with the mile of pas. So when you make your bread the mainstay of the meal, which is the normal way to eat bread, so that's it. When I come along and I change it in such a way that usually I don't eat it as the mainstay of the meal, it's downgraded to a mezonos. If I take that same thing and I upgrade it back to functioning like pas, so it goes back to being pas. That's the correct way to say pas b'kistan. So it's not a magic turning it into pas, it's the other way around. It's the fact that I'm not eating it as pas downgrades it, I'm just upgrading it back.
There's a combination of that and how it's made. If I'm just taking a piece of bread for a snack, it's still...
Right. So saying it's a combination. Things which are made in such a way that usually they end up not being used as the mainstay of the meal, therefore they're downgraded unless you make it the mainstay of the meal. Then you know, alright, okay, so what's the shear? So the Magen Rambam says this is Gimel Dalabay. So the Maisa, the Halach, Iker Halach is it's a Tolian Sviya, not in Gimel Dalabay. So we dance around this Halach in case if you ate Gimel Dalabay is worth plus you were saying from other things, that's good enough, etc. Shulchan Aruch says, one second, the Torah told me what how big a meal is. Karmen Omer. I mean the mon, right? The mon was an oimer. They ate from the morning and the evening. So she says, one second. He says that he doesn't like this Gimel Dal Beim because that Gemara was Gimel Dal Beim. The Gemara was referring to a minimalist meal that a person would eat. But about in regards to Shir, we're discussing, how it is. Katalamik Shashir Kviya Suda HaOmer Khan Eino Kashir Suda HaOmer Be'erev Shu Begimel Beim. She pechusa shabasuda saniim habriim, but b'shem suda. That's like the minimalist amount that you could have and call it a meal. Al ena sudas roy b'nei adam habriim. K'shav b'mendel levada b'lo liftin d'var mecherim. If you're making a meal just of bread, you're not eating three gimel bayim and saying that that's your meal. Ella kashir armor legal garlis the bay sudas. Right. Okay. So now, how big is an oimer? So an oimer is the shir challah. So it's mem gimel beim chemish beim. It's 43.2 beim. So one meal is 21.6 beim. So if you assume, let's say for argument's sake, my Rebbe assumes that a slice of rye bread, 2 pound rye from the bakery, pull a slice out of the middle, that's a kebeya. So the meal was 21 slices of bread. In the morning, 20 slices of bread. In the evening. I saw, you know, not the same for actually Heshman's, that slice is 2 beim. Okay, so it's only 11 slices of bread in the morning and 11 slices of bread in the evening. That's so the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that's what Chazal meant by Shir Sviya. Now he says, Halacha L'maisa, so you eat anywhere between 6 bayim till Chatzi Sorin, which is 21 bayim. Well, Ad Bechlau, so now it's like, you know, it's this tension, so what do you do? See, who lost some men, all you barach a moitzi al kazai slechem acher, tchila. Barach brechaz a mozim, what's this, they reko. Less than 6 bayim, don't even worry about it. And once you're 21, we assume it's time you're surveying and everything is wonderful, right?
You're vomiting, yeah.
So, you have to, there's a Yiddish word, zeftik, you know, zeftik means like, it's a zank of the boy, you know, like your mom is, you know, like really, you know. So Imer is the shear. When Klaus ate the Imer in the midbar, they were quite severe. It represented the full shear of a suda. Like, this is it. So the shakal atari between Klaus and Umas Oilam is a shaykh to for partake of this world and still be holy. So the guy said, I hear that. You know, as long as you're an ascetic and you eat minimally and you sleep a little bit, you know, and you become a hermit, become, you know, but that you should partake of the world fully. An omer's worth of bread every single day, right? And that be holy, not shy. So Kleisel's first mitzvah is given the mitzvah korban pesach, and they're told, you know what? This mitzvah korban pesach, eat it. That's kedusha. You know what? Not only that, eat it al asoiva. Right? And if you don't have enough, bring another carbon besides, and then eat al asoiva. Next thing is, be makir a carbon armor the next day. I don't care what it is. That's not the point. The point is, it's an armor. An armor represents in a Klaizos mind this shear. Right? So I think my wife, when she makes shear challahs, you know, she with 5 pounds of flour, she makes 8 challahs out of it, you know. So okay, so you sit down, and one job is, you know, two meals, polish up 8 challahs for yourself, you know. Right? That's clearly an achil of sviya. Is that kedusha? Usvartim lachem imrachas haShabbos. So the day after you brought the carbon pesach, and you've already been this bonin in this yisoid that Klal Yisrael was niskadish, that they could do achil and achil could be kedusha. I want you to hold on to that and count from that. The next day I tell you, okay, I don't know, but take a carbon menorah. But take that and count that up to Shavuos. Shavuos is the day we dafka the din of lechem. You have to eat in Shavuos. You want to Pesach, except for the first night with the mitzvah of achilas kazayis. You want to fast the rest of Pesach, based on Hashem learn? No problem, as it says. No problem, I got it. Kula lechem, kula Hashem. Two options. Sukkah is the same thing. Shavuos, you have to go eat a meal. You have to eat a meal. Because the whole Kiddush of Shavuos is that you've been absorbing that Klal Yisrael is able to partake of the world in a way which is sviya, which is pleasurable, which is enjoyable, and it's not a stir to what is Hashem. That's the Kiddush. So the Esav comes to Yaakov and says, Eretz Yisrael, we made a deal, buddy. I get our Lumhaza, and you get our Lumhaba. So where's your, how can you get Eretz Yisrael? So what's Yaakov Avinu's answer? So there's a ma'aseh that they say over the Rishon Salanter when he got married, he told his wife that he wants to use the Eitz of Chazal. Chazal say that merely the Alma, the wife, decides, merely the Shmaya, the husband, decides. So they get married and he makes a decision. And she says, excuse me, he says, by me, everything's merely the Shmaya. What's merely the Alma? What does it mean, merely the Alma? Right? So the Roman is given the mitzvah of Mila. That means the body can be Kaddish. I can interface with the world and I can have children, etc. And I can do it in a way which is Kedusha. That's an Olam Haba. That's an Olam Haba. Comes, Asa says, yeah, but the, you know, you guys are really eating a lot over here. He says, no. We eat. We partake Olam Haba. That's also Olam Haba. Our Olam Haba is really Olam Haba. We did it with the Mon. So they come into Eretz Yisrael. What do? First, it's they do is Mila. Second, it's they do is Karban Pesach. The next thing they bring the carbon, they bring the carbon Omer, and then the month stops. when you were kaveh, the kedusha of kedusha guf of mila, that either from pesach ala soiva, and you're bringing the carbon oimer. Now that which you've been eating holy with these gigantic amounts, but mon, now you're going to be doing with the food of Eretz Yisrael even. So the Sira Dafka Mimachos of Shabbos is Dafka with Svartim Lachem. So the Ksav Kabbalah suggests that why Lashon Sira? The Torah uses the word, I'm putting words in his mouth. Counting is not limited to the word Vesofer. The Torah uses the word Umoina. Right? You find the language of counting. The word Moina is not a rabbinic word. It's found in the places of the Torah. It talks about the idea of Limnoish Yudeinu Kein Hoida. Talk about counting days. It says Limnoish Yudeinu. It's not something, a word which is from Chazal. The word Minyan, Moina, so you want to count days, say Moina. What's a Sphira? Why is the language of Sphira? He says that both of the pages I copied. Actually, I wanted to copy one more page, but for whatever reason, the computer wasn't agreeable to that. Didn't hold the board, I guess, or something like that. It looks on the second page of it. Kigam Milas Tispor. On the page Tov Ches Sertim Lachem, in the middle of the paragraph, Kigam Milas Tispor Eino Mechuvin Bar Levad Ladas Kamas Hayomim Hashavuos. You know, Gam Kenu Inyan Bashkocha. It means contemplating, thinking about it. Kenyan Saadi My Tispor Became Mechol Saadi Yispor. Shein Yonam Som Ladas Kamas Mitzadei Ragov. Where is his steps leading him to? I'm counting my steps. Doesn't mean, you know, I have what you have the Fitbiter, you know, whatever, the pedometer, right? I mean, but he said when Ea was counting steps, he wasn't foretelling the Fitbit, right? What he was saying was that my steps have value. Each step is counted. It counts. So sir means to count the purity of the days, count the echus of the days, not the kamus. So the Torah describes svira is the idea of the taich of the sartel mechem typical atz mechem, but he's burden al nafshecha mahu atayba mitish typical boy, for mahu mitish typical menu. So the shum ma'ase believe lishkol tchilah b'maz they have meshkol adas l'diras the taybe him rob. Then he suggests at the bottom of the page, which I get cut off on the next page. Really, he was talking oy shkolat tarav b'ilas the svartem inyan atahara bazichuch b'loshen evan sapir l'nasa sapir. And he finds it's also found as a poel. It can be used as a verb, that idea of sapir meaning purity. Because that these beautiful stones, there was a perception of beauty which came with that. So svartim lachem, you're cipher the oimer. There's two ways to eat that oimer. That oimer could be that zeftig achila, could be mamish olam hazeh, or that could be mamish olam haba. So you have to purify the oimer. That's lashon aseiras oimer. It's on pidrush a little bit, but it's a sava kabbalah. The yekka, like, you know, he's going to say like, whoa, you know. So I told you the way I would suggest it. My story from my chaver from Australia, right? So his parents were survivors. And as far as my understanding is correct, they both lost the family in the war. And they met after the war. They lost their spouse and the children. They met after the war and they married and they had one child. They were Ben Yochid. They ended up in Sydney, Australia. They wanted their son to learn Torah. There's no yeshiva in Australia in those days. They sent their son to America to tell the yeshiva to learn. So there was, in my time, there were a few bachurim in the intels from Australia. They couldn't afford to go home. Many of them, they didn't go home.
Didn't call home.
And so I remember one of them, you know, this one, he didn't go home for 4 years. Calls in those days in the 70s, a call was not to the show was $9 a minute. He called home twice a year. Called home before Pesach and before Rosh Hashanah. The rest of the year he wrote letters. Every week he write a letter and mail it. He would get a letter back from his parents. You know, they were responding, you know, they were always like a week behind responding to the other person's letter. And that was how he was in touch with his parents. He hadn't seen his mother for 4 years. Now the Mesiras Nefesh of the mother, like of a survivor, Ben Yochid, woman who's a survivor, and she has a Ben Yochid, she sends her away for 4 years to Yeshiva. I can't absorb that Mesiras Nefesh. It's just like, wow. It's just beyond, you know, now the mother sends her kid away for a month, and she's always mensch, you know. He went home after 4 years. He hadn't seen his mother in 4 years. And I can assume his mother made him a meal to greet him. She's a Jewish mother, like, you know, right? That put Shlomo Melech's table to shame, right? Like anything which he ever was his favorite, you know, any point in his life, she made it. You know, like he has 17 cakes, you know, who knows what she made of it, right? He sits down to this meal and he hasn't had his mother's cooking for 4 years. And he bites into the roast that she made for him. He doesn't taste roast. He tastes 4 years of his mother's love. That's what he tastes. And if all he tastes is the roast, he missed the boat. You can have the most geschmack, and I don't know, the more geschmack it is, the more he's feeling that all of that care and concern and love. The less geschmack it is, the less he's feeling it. So, having a geschmack and a chila is not a steerer to feeling Kadosh Baruch Hu's love. Adarab, the more I enjoy my chila, the more I feel sevia, the more I have this mon over here, or this my eight chalas, and wow, it's geschmack, and I feel full in geschmack. That's not a steerer to feeling Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Mozart loved to hear things like that. But if I feel Kadosh Baruch Hu's love, look what it gave me. Look how geschmack he made this world for me. Reb Chatzel has a ha'ara. The Medrash says that there was Rosh made 3,000 types of grass in the world. So he says, the Rosh made 3,000 types of grass. He could have made two. Like, you know, there's the green side and the blue type. You know, blue grass, right? And the blue grass is the blue. I don't know. Okay. We have over here, we have brown grass. You know, in the summertime, right? Why Rosh made... So what the Medrash is saying is that the Rosh, when he gives in such a beautiful way. He makes the world geschmack. Imagine, the Rosh could have made a world totally functional with just brown grass. That's all you need. The Rosh made a beautiful world, one type of tree. Right? One type of, you know, you need a few animals. The Rosh made this gorgeous world for us. Just feel his love and his presence, and he just wants to give. Just feel it. Absorb that. So Korban Pesach is, the Bereshit says, you know, there's been a year when I've been sending this message of how much I care about you. And you've been hearing it and seeing punishments, etc. I want you to hear it every time you eat supper. That's how a Yid eats. So the Kiddush of the Torah is that Olam Hazeh can be used as the pleasure of Olam Hazeh can be used as a vehicle to feel a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Kiddush of Torah. So that's what I'm giving you, Claudia. So that's what I'm bequeathing you. And we're starting now. And every year you're going to go through the same process. And every year the next day you're going to say, okay, let's take this shear of a Korban. I don't care what it is. That's not the point. The point is, it's this measure which represents to you Sviya, represents to you pleasure of Olam Hazeh, represents to you indulging in Olam Hazeh. And be mocker of that, and then count. Use that as a vehicle to count, so the day that the Torah is going to be given. Okay, that's the thought.